everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and here we are from our brand new perspective at 7 o'clock Thursday nights. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. We used to be an afternoon show. Some of you are well aware of that. And we've just moved along to the evening, and we're going to see how that goes. So any feedback on that would be gratefully received. Boy, oh boy, are these ever times of change. Here it is, 2009. We're talking about 2012 and what's up with 2012. What's going to happen? Do we fall off the Flat Earth Society? What happens to vibrations? The speed up is just tremendous these days. So I decided that we would talk again tonight about something I've talked about a number of times before, which is our identity. When the vibrations are moving and speeding up, and as you know, here on Radiance by Design, we try to take charge of our identity, what we're radiating out into the world consciously so that we can create our reality consciously. But sometimes the changes are happening so much. There's kind of a turbulence and a very fast rising of frequencies, and it's really hard to stay super conscious about it, isn't it? And yet we're doing that. We're going to do that tonight. And I've noticed that, like for myself, I'm noticing some really interesting connections with downloads, sort of universal downloads coming through and helping connect with, you know, how you're not just a physical being. We are energy beings, and we're energy first. We download it into the physical after that. I would say second, but I think there's a whole bunch of things that go on there. But it's interesting when we get these frequency connections that are universal. Now, remember, we've called in universal energies as well, but more and more I'm seeing we're getting these like streams of energy that are universal. And my guides were saying, when we were channeling just before the show, they were talking about how what's beginning to happen is with the energy shifts, there's a catalyzing of the deeper, deeper energies, which are the kernel of who we are, the kernel of our identity, and how when that catalyzing goes on, the energy comes through and it kind of quickens the rapport with the deeper essence of yourself and helps you to integrate it so that the real you is beginning to move through and manifest. And the guides are saying something else that's really interesting. Look at each other these days coming up. Just look at each other and see if you don't notice that people are much more radiant about themselves. You can see they're being quickened. And they're really, it's showing. We're turning into lighter and lighter beings, vehicles of change and transformation. And what I was listening to, I put in my little flyer that these YouTubes, the numbers 1 to 3, which are called 2012 Doomsday or Ascension, I like those because with the bits and pieces of interviews and readings and so on that I've done, and I'm sure that a lot of you have done as well, it had some pretty nutshell kinds of things to say. And one way that they put it in that one, and I think it was Terrence McKenna, who this section of one of the YouTubes was talking about, is that humanity, if you go way back millions of years and so on, and I don't have the numbers right, but you can get that. There are pictures there so you can get the proportions and so on. But all of a sudden, humanity makes a huge change, and the change is truly a kind of a quantum leap. From this way of being, maybe not quite standing up to standing up, and this kind of shape to suddenly being more shaped like we are now. But the changes are all of a sudden, and the theory or the hypothesis that they're holding in these is that these changes are kind of an interplay with the universe that really have a huge impact on our DNA and our cellular structure. And I think, let's see, Kellerman, who's really such an amazing scholar, talks about how there is like the changes in our frequency and in our DNA and our capacity as humanity to change and grow is moving at a 20 times the rate it was even like 30 or 40 years ago right now. And the way they explain it on these YouTubes is and it's just one way of explaining it. So all of a sudden there's these amazing changes in what human beings are like. It's kind of exciting. So I don't know what's happening in 2012, because if you read enough, you just get a little bit confused anyway. But one of the things I do believe from what I see from my guides and angels, and I see around me and I experience deep within myself, is as the frequencies rise, and we know this part, if we harness change using our intentions, our heart, breathing, motion, and desire, and love, and all of those wonderful values, we can actually move through these changes and become, well, really, really different. I think we're changing the nature of our species. Now, I believe if we resist the changes and really try to hang on tight to that which was before, well, I don't know what can happen. I know that reality, they say that, you know, that we are changing our reality, excuse me, we're changing our reality consciously, but I wonder if you held on to the way things were before and the kind of systems, I wonder if you could actually hang on, if you wouldn't just get frustrated and pulled apart and confused and damaged. I don't know, but that's what I feel would probably happen. And if you put your intentions forward and your new value structure forward and really try to move your consciousness consciously, I think we can bring heaven to earth. If you listen to a lot of predictions, I don't know, but I feel like it's something we can do. Anyway, my guides keep saying, you know, what's happening is you're starting to really bring the universal energies and the changes together in you to quicken that integration of the essence of your being into who you really are. So let's start off with the meditation. I want you to call in tonight. This is going to be fun tonight. I want you to call in with your questions and tell me what's going on with you. But in the meantime, I like to do our sacred geometric meditations. And in the meditations, I was reading some of the notes for Jackie's show, which follows this. And somebody had written an article on spinning and so on. And I won't go into it because she's going to go into it in that one. But I was chuckling because in our sacred geometric meditations, we do a lot of spinning. And the guides were explaining this just before this show started, that spinning is such a good way. You know, all our molecular structure, all our cells have a lot of spinning, a lot of spiraling and spinning and moving parts to them, don't they? So somehow in our consciousness, when we're able to get that spinning going and really get in there, we can unhook, undo all kinds of knots that are in our energy being. And some of those knots apparently represent lineage things like, oh, my father had a bad temper, I always have a bad temper. You know, those old habitual things that have come in that have been drilled into our psyches because of our DNA or whatever, because of our parents, because of our childhood, because of whatever. Anyway, the spinning is a really great, maybe you could say it's a metaphor, although when I do some spinning in my imagination, I always feel it as I'm actually spinning. But the guides remind us that that's a way of unwinding or releasing many of these knots. And once again, allowing ourselves to more fully embody ourselves as the essence of our being and an amazing, creative, vibrational being of light. So let's get at our meditation and spin up a storm here. I love these. I really feel strong about these. So, let's take a deep breath. Great. And let's call in above our heads, perhaps 2 to 4 miles, a golden ball, a beautiful, beautiful, shining golden ball. And below your spine, perhaps 40 feet, another golden ball. And then from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball, drop a filament of light. I see it as like a platinum gold filament of light. Can you feel it? And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, 20 feet out from your body, you don't have a measuring tape, I'll bet it, drop a four-sided pyramid. Again, make the lines of the pyramid gold. And then the upside-down version, which is just an upside-down pyramid, have the pyramids meet base to base and have the lower point meet the golden ball below your spine. And now there you are inside of an octahedron. It's an eight-sided figure. And now draw a crystal ball and have the outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. What colors are your crystal ball? Mine's absolutely amazing, spectral, shifting colors, lovely yellow, purple, fuchsia, blue, green. Good. And now inside of that, let's go into the star tetrahedron today. It's like a three-dimensional Star of David, something like your Merkaba. Let's go into your three-dimensional Star of David. And now in that, spin and spin and spin and spin. And feel the spinning. While you're spinning, look in front of you. We have in front of us a beautiful crystalline grid. And on the grid, place yourself the way you want to be. I always put myself up there as being a multi-dimensional being. But you, what is it you want for yourself? And feel, see, and experience that self in that state that you want. Good. And then wrap that in light. And let's move to the next place on the grid and create the image of yourself in some kind of project you want to devise. It can be something personal, home and family. It can be an amazing work of art, a movie, a book, a business. Time travel. What is it you want to create? And see yourself there and see the resources, the kinds of people that you need to help you coming to you and helping you to create your project, whatever it is. And just feel their support. And now you create your project and see it and feel it functioning. Oh, how wonderful it is and how it sustains itself. And the resources are there to continue it. And how happy it makes you. That might make you busy too. Mine sure did. And now wrap it in light so it can keep stewing away there, creating itself. And now I love this part. Let's call in the Galactic Healing Center. And in that center, which you'll design any way you like, call in your galactic healing team. And the team circles round your healing table or chair, whatever it is you've got in there. Now, these beings are going to give you help. So first you lie down on that table and ask for a healing on yourself. And what is it they would do for you? And ask them also what they would suggest that you do for yourself. Good. And then wrap that in light and have your and have it continue whilst we replicate that team and have a fresh healing table. And then you call in someone special that you know needs your healing and have that person come in. And what is it that they need? And what does the team give them? What does your team look like? And what is it the team offering to give to these beings who come in and need healing? Good. And then ask them what they would recommend for this person. And let's do one more before I do our political one. And this one is a couple. I have them coming in, and both of them are on tables. Hmm. You know that some of them just come in and you don't know who's coming or why. And then you're either given instruction or you just observe while they work with your client or your friend or whoever's there. Sometimes couples pass things back and forth to one another. My team is separating some of the more confusing energies, one from the other. And I'll wrap that in light as well. And let the healing continue. Now let's call in Mr. Obama and ask for some help for him to radiate around him the kind of protection he needs to stand really strong and lead the way, lead some transformation in this country for the sake of all the people, for the sake of life in the U.S. And I see them ascending. They've got beautiful lights going round and round him. And let's see bright, bright pink light flooding Mr. Obama. And now let's call in a light of universal light of harmony and power, the kind of power that engenders power in other people around, and see it come in through the top of your head, fill your body, and send that light, that amazing pink light, out to all the places which are suffering on the planet at this time. I was reading about tent communities in the eastern part of the states, different parts of the states today, places like that, countries where people are starving, and let's just keep sending that pink light to all the hot spots, and for the animals, and people endangered, and animals in danger anywhere else in the world, soothing for war areas. And let's just cover the whole entire planet with this pink light, conscious light of harmony. And then as the pink light goes around and around the planet, have it come right back into your body, mind, and fill you with this amazing light of harmony. Then we're going to hop back into our, say thank you to your team. Close the Galactic Healing Center. Hop back into your star tetrahedron and give yourself a mighty spin and spin and spin and spin, trusting you're unhooking some of these little knots, lineage knots. And come back into the room with me. And welcome. I sure hope some of you are going to call in tonight. I do have the number right here, which is 888-815-9756. That is 888-815-9756. So let's talk about change. And one of the things I started to say is in all the changes that are going on these days, all the vibrational shifts that are going on, it's really important for us to take a look at our ways of seeing ourselves, our identity. We've talked about it before, haven't we, where you look at your identity and you see what you're really attached to. I need to be this way, or I need to be that way for myself to be a success in the world. Well, it's true that if all this change and all of these shifting energy fields are bringing the truth of self forward, the essence of your being is meeting more of your outer self, then really your identity is probably, and anything else that we're attached to, is probably up for change, isn't it? I've been going through again another life review phase too, where I'm suddenly seeing things that I have done maybe 20 years ago or ways I've been a couple of years ago, you know, different phases of my life and how this part I was this way and this part I was that. And the guides are really clear this morning that, you know, you got to look at that to bring up, you know, this comes up so you can bring up some of the old frequencies that are still left. Goody, you called. I'll just finish my thought and you're on the air. So you want to bring up the old frequencies that are still patterned in your body, mind, But they said, bring them up and release them really fast, because it's a big job to get as far as we've gotten right now. You don't want to spend your time back there and being, you know, tied to that identity, which you no longer are anymore. So you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica. I tuned in late. I didn't get the full meditation, but I just want to say I just love your meditation. It's just, I really resonate with it.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
I'm Pat.
Hi, Pat. Oh, yeah, we've talked before. I'm glad you called in.
We have. How are you doing from your accident?
You know, I'm just about all fully better. You
Good.
Know? Yeah, it didn't take that long because I used the stuff that we all know exists, and I got a couple of major healings from some wonderful energy healers that helped me a lot.
Great.
And from a whole bunch of other friends, too. How about you? What's going on in your world?
Well, I've been struggling with severe anxiety. I'm getting better. I was told there's a possibility of working with a woman in D.C., hypnotherapist, dealing with past life regression and some issues that happened in this life. I'm wondering if I need to travel down there and spend all that money, or if there's another woman that says they can do it and go in with me and actually see where I'm headed in the past life regression, and that would be a lot less expensive. I have a feeling that this is going to help me a lot to kind of leave the old life behind so I can start my new one.
I think you're absolutely right. And which town do you live in now?
I'm in the East Coast in Connecticut, New Haven.
It just seems like there's, first of all, the person in Washington is wonderful, but there's somebody fairly close to you that it would also be very good.
Well, I don't know how I find that person.
Let me just take a look here. Well, you're getting impatient to get this done, and I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's been going on for about 50 years.
50 years is too many times, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. The kind of knots that you're going to uncover are going to move you very, very quickly. There's a little store. Do you know, there's a little store not very far from you, which is, I don't know if it's a health food store or a store that has a kind of a health food section. Do you know what
okay.
I'm talking about? Anyway, there's like it's not a bulletin board. It's like a little magazine there, a little newspaper.
Natural Awakenings?
That could be it, yeah.
Okay.
And in there, you're going to hear of somebody who does regressions and I guess maybe it's some kind of energy. She might do it like a body work. She does some kind of body work regression kind of thing. And she isn't very expensive, and I think she would be very, very good.
Her name isn't Pat, is it?
I don't think so. I'm not very good at getting the names Pat, but I don't think that's her name. I begin
okay.
to think there's an N in it, or she's got an... But I don't want to do that. I want you to just ask your higher self and your guidance. Oh. Say, make it cheaper for me and easier, although the woman in Washington's very good.
Okay.
If it takes too long.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
That's a little tough for me because, you know, I've looked at hypnotherapist ads for years, and something inside of me gets frightened and thinks, how would you know? How would you know this would be a good person? How can you trust? And as a matter of fact, I did find one through a dance I put on, and I thought, okay, he's supposed to be it. And then a second look at him said, no, absolutely not him. So I get confused.
How did you find the Washington, D.C. person?
From BBS.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Because it seems like references are really the most important thing. Well, if you can afford it, go to her, but I do know there's somebody closer, and I believe that you will trip over that information fairly soon.
Okay.
It's like, you know how things come to us?
Yes.
Yeah, so keep spinning yourself and saying, I really see myself having this resource. But I do think it's quite amazing how much help you'll get from the regression.
Okay.
And we expect you to report on that, you know.
I will. I really resonated with this woman in D.C. Is it worth it to spend the money because I, you know, resonated with her?
Yeah, I think it will be because, I'm not saying it's the only way to go, but I'm saying if you do it, it's worth it because you will get unhooked. And I think it will take you two times. I don't think it'll take many more than that. A lot of therapies take a long, long time, but some major unhookings can be done in a short period of time, and then you'll know you're on your way, you know.
Two visits, or she wants me there for 2 or 3 days for, like, maybe 4 sessions. Is that what you mean, or do you mean two trips? Okay.
Yeah,
she also wants me there to be present as I go through this, which is, to me, a good sign.
I think that's a very good sign.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also, I just know she's really good.
Thank you.
And
that's the most important thing. Oh, thanks so much.
And remember this, and the team was saying, or my guides were saying, that the connection between universal energies and the essence of your being are much more sparkling and much more evocative right now. And so I think you've got so many things on your side to help facilitate this journey for you.
Something happened overnight. I'm so much better as far as the anxiety. Do you have any idea? Is it the supplements or the estrogen cream or the universe?
I think it's partly the... It was a 999 day, you know. It was a big blast yesterday.
It started to change about a week or two ago.
But, honey, you've also had quite a strong intention that you're getting to the root of this, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're actually experiencing, all that you're doing is really helpful, as you know, but you're experiencing some big quantum shifts in yourself over the next little while.
Okay.
And I would do everything I can, but I would remember that calling it in from the higher is a very smart idea.
Okay.
You look like you're brighter.
Thank you.
All right.
I feel it. I feel it.
We expect to report soon, so have a fun trip.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, wow, that's really good news for Pat, because it is coming to her. Who's going to help her? How it's going to come? And I want to say that to a lot of you that, you know, when we go into the beginning of the structures where we're spinning and then we see the first thing, then we see the resources and the people coming for the second section, which is some project you want to create, don't underestimate the value of that. Start seeing and knowing that the actual resources come to you that will help you create the next steps you need. I'm telling you, we're all going to move very, very quickly over the next little while. It's sort of shocking. A friend of mine, Roth, thank you, Roth, reminded me to watch, again, something I started a while back, which is Drunvalo Melchizedek's. He's got quite a long blurb on 2012. He's had information revealed to him that has come from the ancient Mayans. He says that it's not the end of the world, but you might want to check Drunvalo Melchizedek on Conscious Media Network. And check out his attitude to 2012, too. Because it just is really exciting to think that the fields and the energies are moving so fast that we can evolve. We're making a quantum leap here. So what's going on in your life, and what does it take to make a leap? Somebody like Pat, or somebody like, let me see, I'll do some readings on some phantom people out there. Yeah, I see someone out there who is searching for home. And in her work, in her line of work, which is the healing line of work, she's trying to unhook from the way she's been in a very stable kind of home environment, raising a child and so on, selling her house and moving and following the flows so that she's in the integrated place of who she really is in the world. Now think about it. How many of you are at home right now? How many of you are feeling an urge to release some of the ways that you've attached either your identity or your physical structure and really attached to it and having the urge to release yourself from that? I think there's a lot of people that are out there doing it. So when I look at my friend who is doing that right now and seeking home, and I see an amazing, well, here's what we're going to do. So we're going to look into the first, second, and third chakras. That's the base of the spine, the belly area, and the solar plexus. And I'm seeing these huge strings, habitual strings, on the identity of this person and how she has held herself at home and what it meant to her and what the structure of it meant to her for a number of different reasons. Some of it's lineage, some of it is her own ambition and her own interpretation of what success is and her own interpretation of what growth and development are. So what I'm looking at is in the first chakra, we're going to pull up, and everybody can do this if you want. You can pull up all the energy that comes from, I guess we could just say home. All the energy that comes from home, and I'm looking in the first chakras of a number of people. Sometimes home is a repressive place or a place where people are afraid to let go or a place where we keep ourselves safe, you know. And for some it's not. For some it's a really expanded place. But there's a self-definition or a, it's a kind of a defined condition of self that's in there that we're trying to pull up and release. Because the really deeper parts of yourself are going to present themselves way differently. So for my friend who's seeking home, we're pulling out of the red chakra some of these old structural attachments on what home is really like and the fears that go with that. And we're flooding the red chakra with red. We're moving to the belly area and we're calling up all the ways in which she's kept herself from, I think, expressing kind of the wild and free, and how her, she's got within her belly area her mother's frustration at home and family and what she did to cope with it. And this woman is also holding that, and we're pulling that out. And as I pull that out, there's a real heartache coming up. The heartache that's coming up in her is from feeling, it's something about her mother's feelings of not being, and I don't know this for a fact, I'm just seeing it, not feeling loved enough at home or feeling very dissatisfied with it. So that's some of the attachment to mother's pain that's coming on up. This one's quite complicated, more than I thought it would be. And then now the next one is we're moving into the solar plexus, the personal power, and the power of self, and how home, think about it for a lot of us women, or maybe for men too, for some men anyway, that the power of home has a lot to do with being in the relationship and in the home and family and in the house and all of that. This one is leaving that concept behind in order to create for herself a very nurturing and artistic environment. In that artistic environment, she's going to be way different than she's ever been before. I would say almost like, I would just say artistic. It's going to be a wilder, freer, interactive place where people come and go to a degree, but who really comes and goes is the evolution of this woman. She's looking for a nest to really nurture the passion of her soul's journey and her higher evolution. And so we're going to flood, we're going to pull out some strings from the solar plexus. And as we do, the heart chakra seems to get calmer. And now we're going to run some really nice golden energy all the way up through the spine, all the way up to the top of the head, and release this woman from some of the attachments she had to home. And you know what? It doesn't mean that you can't have home. It means that, again, changing identity, we change the identity of what home is. We change home as how do I relate to it? What does it have to be okay for me? So I don't know if that was you or if it was you or if it was you, but it's a really interesting time to take a pretty clear look at our identity and I guess the bottom line is when things are changing that much or vibrations are speeding up that much, it's really helpful to find ways of releasing the ways we're attached to either our identity, our places, or even other people. And it doesn't mean that you're going to lose everybody. It means that you're going to be, much more able to release attachments. You can evolve and you can flow into more and more of an integrated self without grabbing them first and making your relationship to someone else being who you are. Does that make sense? So we're going to have another caller, I hope, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And we're talking a lot about ascension, and we're talking a lot about changing our reality, creating our reality, and I've had some very perplexing questions about that these days. Like, you've probably heard me say this, I've asked Jackie's team this a number of times. If we're all sitting together in a room and you're on the air, but just wait till I finish this thought. We're all sitting together in a room and we're really getting good and fast at creating our reality. Doesn't it mean that we're all sitting in a row on the couch living an entirely different universe? I mean, that is just a mind boggler. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? You're on the air. What do you think of that?
Hi, Veronica. This is Deb.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm good. I'm loving this show. I have to tell you, really, that the meditation itself, mm-hmm. I just feel like my face is like has water in it or something. It moves so much when you do that. I mean, it's a powerful meditation. I love that meditation.
Oh,
anyway, thank you. And just listening to you, I've been going to call you the whole half an hour, but I don't like to interrupt you when you talk because it's just lovely, it's beautiful, it's incredible. And I wanted to tell you that this whole thing about identity, mm-hmm. or ask you, it seems like someone who's been untethering, as you just described, that one of the things I've been discovering lately is how much a part of a larger community, the larger community I've been feeling. And I was thought about, I knew that I was intellectually, mm-hmm. but is that what's happening for a lot of us right now, that all of a sudden we're actually viscerally feeling this connection to other people in the grocery store? I mean, you know what I mean?
I think you're right. How would we explain it? I would say that there's a vibrance moving through a lot of people, and we're feeling certain connectedness. You know that I fell, and we've already talked about that, but through some of my healing period, I could barely go to a grocery store because the vibrations people are emanating were too much for me.
What kind of too much do you mean?
It's like if you were flinging a scarf around, it might bop me, right? And that's how vibrations mm-hmm. felt. And I was having a hard time staying upright. And when you say that, what I see around you is all these different people, and people are moving and releasing and moving and releasing, even if they're not conscious about it, and that there is an attraction for people of similar vibrations, more great than there has been for a long time, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having a hunkered-down frequency.
What?
Instead of having a frequency that's all hunkered down and tight and closed in around us, I think that many people are wafting more and connecting with each other more. Does that make sense?
It does. And one of the reasons I mentioned it is because I've just moved to a new city where I don't really know anybody, and has felt unexpectedly sort of as if I'm in a community where I've been for a long time. And I don't know how to explain that, but it's just like this energy from the people here feels so open and kind, and I don't usually experience that when I go into any city for the first time or for the first little while, but it makes me wonder if it's not part of the shift that you're talking about.
I think also where you are is actually in some ways vibrationally quite harmonious for you. That
mm-hmm.
seem weird? I would say it's the dampness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you dislike
yeah.
the dampness?
Because you know, I keep thinking I'm going to leave here and go east, but now I'm starting to wonder if maybe I'm going to stay here for a while. I mean, you know, would that be a bad thing?
No. But I'll tell you what's really interesting about you, Deb, is that you, and I know Deb, so I know you're Pisces, but I want to say, for the first time in a long time, I feel like the water, the dampness, that whole thing is moving through your system, and there's kind of an acclimating that's going on there. I think that you're going to really enjoy it. If you come back for a while, if you're there for a while, you're going to really enjoy it. And sometimes that happens to people because people who are in damper climates are often gentler, you know? Could be more morose,
too. I
think that
maybe that's what it is.
And it's nice for you.
Yes, it does feel nice. Well, I just wanted to tell you how wonderful you are and how much I love your show. So I'm going to get off so that somebody else can call in.
Bless your heart. I think you're doing really well there.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you for that. It was nice to get. It's nice to get some feedback. Thank you, especially complimentary one. But it's always good to get feedback. I appreciate it so much. And that reminds me, you can always give me feedback, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Give me feedback, set up a session, talk about what it is you'd like to talk about. I love that. Now, I want to go back into identity, that there are a few people who, if not a great number, who have been, their identity has shifted from being very successful at work to losing jobs or being demoted or having businesses collapse and so on. So I want to look at a few of those people. One of the feelings that I'm conscious of as we go through these changes is many individuals are beginning to find out who they really are, getting in touch with the essence of their being. And the identity that we have in the world, it's pretty scary to lose your identity when it is like I'm a successful business person and now I don't have a job or I don't have a mortgage anymore because I had to walk out of my home. There's a lot of people like that out there. And I'm looking and going, at some level, we have the ability to find out who we are and how to really re-empower that. But that means kind of releasing ourselves from that kind of identity, doesn't it? So let's just take a look at a couple of people that have taken huge losses. I'm seeing a woman over here, and I'm seeing a man there. Let me see now. Let's see with the man. Let's see. He has been rather, I would guess it's kind of frantic, and he gets these headaches, and he's trying to figure out, in fact, he will have a job soon. He's trying to figure out exactly which way to go, but inside there's sort of a knocking in his head as if he just doesn't know where to go or what to do. And if he listens to the news, it's really scary. Then, you know, if you listen to some of the harbingers of, oh, hey, there are no jobs and so on, and you're in this pickle, it's really scary. So I want this gentleman and anyone else who's in this kind of experience of loss or of shift of what you were confident about, I want you to absolutely feel it. Wrap yourselves in light, because we don't want to take this stuff on from each other. Wrap yourselves in light, and I want you to feel that tension that's in your head and in your body about the fear of losing your position. I want us to bring that up and feel it. And then let's ask our angels to pull that off. Let's ask them to take it off. Because it's really interesting about the first fellow that I was talking about. He has ideas, but when you get kind of paralyzed in fear and you really feel kind of trapped in the loss, it's very difficult for those ideas to give birth to themselves. So we want to clear off that tension and fear, and then we're looking at him. And I see deep within him, that kernel of self is growing too. This is a man who has a lot of abilities. Oops, there we go. What we're doing is encouraging the light to move up through. This is a man who has a lot of abilities, and I'm saying to you, don't listen to the news right now. Send Obama your respect if you can, see if he can help with that health care. But don't listen to the news if you can help it, because you have really wonderful opportunity coming up. Some of it is going to be very low pay at the beginning, but you're going to pitch in with two or three other people, and you guys are going to have quite a little business going in a while. But part of it is you've got to be releasing that defense and that fear and that loss of your identity, which is so humiliating, that identity that you had been very successful. One of the reasons you were successful is because you're really good at stuff. So if you can release those tensions long enough, you're going to find a surge of the energy that comes up and helps you to define and design what looks like a business that's really kind of basic. I don't know, you're going to be making something. There are two other guys and a woman who come in and help. And then this thing grows, and then it starts spreading. And the next thing you know, you're back on track. But your identity has been lost, but the new identity that's coming up is actually a beautiful one. It's an identity of one who has rebirthed themselves and one who is showing others how to redo it and one who's very truthful within himself about who he really is. And it really touches me. I can feel my heart expanding when I watch him go through these changes. But remember, the crust that forces us to drop the identity is perhaps really difficult. So to call it up and feel it again, feel the fear, and call in your angels and have your angels take it, and trust that what's coming up in you is some kind of solution, even though the solution initially looks kind of plebeian or basic or simplistic or whatever, it starts to grow like mad. And that's what I mean about identities, is we might have to, in these times of rapid change, change whoever we thought we were. And you know what? In relationships, that can be very, very hard. But in some relationships, that's going to be the kernel of truth that builds a synergy like you wouldn't believe. And Deb asked I thought that we were building. I don't think I answered your question right, Deb, but you asked if people were getting more community aware. My answer to that is that people are going to be drawn together around the need of our society to develop certain things. And I believe the more we release those old identities that are based on station or status in the community, the easier it is to participate in the evolution of a new kind of community. It's a really, really interesting time that way. People are developing new businesses. There's a lot of online stuff. There's a lot about sustainable housing. One of the people that I interviewed on Paradigm Shifters is Kelly Hart, and he came from a family of builders and so on, and he got more and more into sustainability. Then he wanted to get away from all the rabble-rousing. So then he just developed a website and an information connection for many people who are interested in sustainable housing, and now he lives in a wonderful place in Mexico. And he runs his website and his, what would we call it, his library, his center of information, of disseminating information on sustainable housing and small buildings. In people that are beginning to do housing for homeless people, for all kinds of situations. Anyway, he's down there and he's doing this amazing information disseminating business. He says he gets 5,000 hits a day. But he just took himself out of a certain business and started creating, another way to serve the planet and also to get out of the fray. So when you change your identity, you don't know what's going to come up. But I do know for some of you people that I see out there who look kind of ragged, you've got ideas coming up. And the same thing. The guides always say the first thing to do is to do clearing and releasing and trust that these huge changes that are coming up from the universe and through our planet and through our society are really going to lift you and help you cavort with possibility. All right, right after this show is going to be Jackie Salvitti on ET Healing, and we're talking about the conscious mind there tonight, like what are the changes all about and what can the conscious mind do with them and so on. And that's going to be at 8 o'clock tonight. And I don't even know who's coming on to Paradigm Shifters. Paradigm Shifters is now on at 8 o'clock next week, Tuesday nights. It's on at 8 o'clock. And I have some wonderful people coming up that are going to be talking about consciousness and business. There's a consciousness and business workshop seminar in Calgary, Alberta, coming up. And one of them is called Engage. I don't know. It's a big event that's coming up, and I have a couple of people representing them and talking about various new businesses that they've created that meet the changing times, and they'll really inspire you. So I guess we have time for one more caller, 888-815-9756. I'm just going back here in my notes. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is that we're doing an intentional redesigning of who we are as we face these times of amazing change. And I want you all to realize that as you go through the changes and as we do our spinning, and Deb said she really loved that, but as we do our spinning and so on, you're actually unlocking some of those old patterns of your lineage. And it's really creating a lot of healing. We have more of a capacity these days to do very rapid healing. We're talking so much about the health insurance opportunity, and people are yelling and screaming about it and so on. And one of the things I'm not hearing much about is that alternative healing is way cheaper if you can expand health insurance by using a lot of alternative techniques. It can reduce the cost massively of healthcare. And I really think that most of us are learning these changes are teaching us to access higher frequency energies and change the energy and change the reality. You can literally move your physical, mental, and emotional self by consciously redesigning the way you run energy through your own body mind. And this is all a part of I don't know where I was going with all that. This is all a part of the ascension process that's going on these days. And the ascension process is what Jackie Salvitti and her team are going to be talking about tonight at 8 o'clock. All right, so I'm just going to do one more person and then we're done. I seem to have got myself absolutely quieted down here when I was just spinning before. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll spin for the last couple of minutes. I want you to think about when you're stuck, because right there my brain just went blank. When you're stuck, it's really good to jump into a star tetrahedron or a double tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. And once again, you get in touch with that conscious raising of the fields and frequency in your body mind in order to make a big change. And when you do that, you can literally unhook some of that lineage, family of origin, past reaction stuff. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I'm going to say goodnight for now, and I will see you at the top of the hour with Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Exploration in Consciousness. Thank you for your calls. And many blessings to you all.